AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He was known as Johnny Hockey. Police in New Jersey say NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother Matt were killed, hit by a suspected drunk driver while riding bicycles last night. They were home in New Jersey for their sister's wedding scheduled for today. The Gaudreau brothers played hockey for Jerry York at Boston College.
They left tremendous impressions on all of us, and we're going to miss the hockey exploits they always had with us, but more important, how they were as young guys.
A criminal complaint obtained by the AP shows suspect Sean Higgins told a responding officer he had 5 or 6 beers prior to the crash and admitting to drinking alcohol while driving. The complaint says he failed a field sobriety test. Stocks finished higher, helped by a report a Federal Reserve favored gauge for inflation remains cool. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The report comes a week after Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted inflation is steadily falling.
My confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
Setting the stage for the Fed to start lowering its key interest rate.
The time has come for policy to adjust.
The Fed meets next month, and economists expect at least a 0.25% rate cut. Reductions in the benchmark rate should, over time, drop borrowing costs for a range of loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Brazilian Supreme Court justice ordered the suspension of Elon Musk's social media giant X in Brazil after the tech billionaire refused to name a legal representative in the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers moved to stop proceedings in his New York hush money criminal case and postpone next month's sentencing indefinitely while he fights to have a federal court intervene and potentially overturn his felony conviction. A Palestinian TikTok star who shared details of life in Gaza after the siege was killed by an Israeli airstrike. This is AP News. Airports around the country are expected to be packed with Labor Day travelers.
After what's already been a record-breaking summer for air travel, San Francisco International Airport spokesperson Doug Yackel says they're hoping to see a return to pre-pandemic levels of travel.
We're expecting about 930,000 people to go through SFO this Labor Day weekend. That's about 8.7% higher than what we saw Labor Day weekend last year. But we're not quite at pre-pandemic levels. We're very close. We expect this weekend to be at about 90% of what we saw back in 2019.
Yackel recommends getting to the airport early. Travelers should also keep an eye on the weather since it's the leading cause of flight delays. Forecasts call for rain from Texas to New England, plus parts of Florida, over the weekend. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The FDA has cleared a third updated coronavirus vaccine for the fall, shots made by Novavax. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.